your meeting at the White House yesterday. Tell me about it. What did it focus on? Tariffs?
It did. We met yesterday with the president and with several members of his cabinet to be able to talk about tariffs, specifically about agricultural trade, and to be able to see what's happening in, among ag commodities and the plans. This $12 billion plan the president has to be able to help in the short term, help those in the ag community until we can get tariffs resolved and all these different agreements.
I know some steel companies in the state are also being really harmed by some of these high tariffs. Have you had any communication with them?
I have, actually. Several companies that actually produce goods made of steel, rather than actually that are steel producers, have had a pretty big hit in this process. Whether it be energy producers, that the downhole pipe is produced overseas, or whether it be companies that produce things out of steel, whether it be air conditioners or heavy units, refrigerators, whatever it may be, they've had a real effect on this as they've seen the price of steel go up, which obviously is causing the price of that product to go up. My conversation with the president yesterday really focused in on what is the plan long term on tariffs. He announced that actually at the very beginning in his meeting with the president of the EU. His hope is to get tariffs down to zero for everybody and to get them as low as possible rather than to be able to raise them as high as possible and to be able to focus in on what is it going to take to actually get a good trade agreement back and forth with other countries. We have several countries that have very high tariffs on us, but we have low tariffs on them. The president's basically putting tariffs on people, saying, how does that feel? And countries are pushing back, saying, we don't like it. And he's responding with, we don't either. So if you'll lower your tariffs, we'll lower ours and try to get this result.
You think then his effort to equalize things is starting to work?
Well, it's starting to work with the EU. Europe has been prolific in trying to be able to raise tariffs or keep tariffs high on us, but not allowing us to put tariffs on them. And they've also been very bad about allowing agricultural products in to Europe. So yesterday, the announcement that the focus is going to be getting to zero tariffs on most products going into Europe, and then also Europe opening up its markets to agricultural products was a very significant announcement yesterday with the European president in the Rose Garden. So that I was able to be there for that and to be able to see that process and be able to talk with the president firsthand about the details of that agreement. But then the plan is to continue to be able to go forward with Mexico, with Canada, with Japan. We're trying to be able to work through with South Korea and ultimately with China, which is a very significant trading partner with us. But it's also a partner that we've had some significant problems with tariffs and other blocks of their from their government putting in our products.
Some see what happened yesterday with the EU agreement as one of the most significant achievements the president's made since getting into the White House. Would you agree with that?
Yesterday's announcement with the EU is definitely the most significant trade announcement that he's had. The statement that I've heard from several folks is the president's proved that he could start a fire on trade wars. He hasn't proved that he's can put a fire out yet. Yesterday was proof that they can put a fire out and try to resolve things. The question's always been, is the president wanting high tariffs and to be able to maintain that as a trade policy? Yesterday proved he doesn't want high tariffs as a trade policy long term. He's using high tariffs in the short term until we can get to a mutual agreement to bring tariffs down on everybody.
And do you think he has the support of largely a majority of Americans in this effort?
I would tell you a majority of Oklahomans support the president, are frustrated with the high cost of tariffs that are coming down on different products and the uncertainty that brings, whether it's in construction right now and the cost of construction increasing because of tariffs, or with ag products and the uncertainty of trying to get ag products out of the country or tariffs on them directly. There's a lot of frustration, but I think most of the frustration is pointed towards other countries and their trade policies rather than the president. But I would tell you, people want to see progress on this. They want to see what's actually going to be solved long-term on trade policies. And yesterday's announcement was very, very significant to say, here's one that is actually being solved.
What concerns you the most this week out of Washington, D.C., in the government or around the world?
Yeah, the trade issues really are one of the dominant issues for me right now. Getting those areas resolved affects our economy tremendously. We went through some of the economic stats and the update preparing for the announcement on Friday of the GDP growth of the country, and to be able to see the progress that's really been made. Since we passed the tax law last year, there's been remarkable growth in the economy, in the number of jobs, in wages across the country, in the economic activity in the country and buying and selling, there really has been very remarkable growth in the country. That's a very beneficial thing. The trade areas is an area where we have a little bit of a vulnerability long-term, and a lot of people have vulnerability short-term. And so getting some of these trade agreements resolved is very, very significant right now, and it's good to be able to see some progress on that. But we've got quite a bit still to go with some of the Mexican leadership in the country today and tomorrow to be able to meet with our leadership on trade, try to get resolved issues with Mexico. And then we still have China and Canada, which are major agreements still to be resolved.